So first of all, my introduction. I am Marcelo. I am with Baba for more than 30 years. And I help service in Colombia at present, which is in South America. I also helped to organize all the programs you are seeing, the courses today, and everything that happened these few days. I'm the team too. So they asked me to come. Sister Mira was supposed to be the one to give the class today. She's not so well, so I'm here. Is it okay? Take care, bye. Okay. So the topic today is success, but the subtleties of success. So let's talk about that a little bit. Something happened to me a few days ago. I was just reading my Twitter messages coming from other people. And then there was this guy who is a consultant in the United States, and he was offering an article. And the article was, success is your birthright. So I found it interesting because that is what normally we say in the Brahmin jargon. We use this expression a lot. Success is our birthright. So I would like to make this more than a class, something interactive. I know there is a very strong restriction in terms of language here, but at least we can think for a second. What does it mean, something, to be my birthright? Just think. Reflect on that. And we're going to go back to that question later in the class. After that, Baba talked about success as our birthright. And yesterday when Miraben asked about the title, I said, let's talk about success, but let's talk about those things we normally don't think much about success. First of all, there are three types of success. Do you know? Three types, basically, for Brahmins especially. First, there is the physical type of success. So, in the world today, how do you see a person who is successful? Those who have a very nice iPad, right? A very nice car, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, whatever. Or they have a very good job, the best job. Or, that's one part, or, which is also physical, their children have been to have gone to the best university, best college in the country or international. So they feel successful. Or their spouse, husband or wife, they have the best position, lucky position. They are presidents of big companies. Or they live in a very nice neighborhood. They have a big house. They have 8 bathrooms in the house. They have even jacuzzi. So that feels like I'm successful. Or I have an iPad, or I have an iPhone, or I have very nice clothes. I have clothes, imported clothes from England or from anywhere else. These are all physical. And we laugh, but the reality is there are people who die for that, who can kill just to go to a nice resort in the Caribbean Ocean, okay, Caribbean Sea, Ocean Sea. So, you know, the physical part of success we love. But then we come to Brahmin life. What is success in Brahmin life? Oh, I got to sit near Baba. That's success. When I was sitting there, Baba was just in front of me. I was successful. Daddy gave me 2 tolis. Success. Still, it's physical, Do you see? It's physical. We are talking about physical position. We are talking about physical things. But then there is something subtle about physical. That there are things which are physical, but we forget about that. For instance, there used to be one sister, and she used to brag. She used to boast a lot about doing long Amritivela. She used to wake up every day 2 o'clock in the morning. So for her, that was success. But it's physical still. It is still physical. And the physical part of success is very complicated because in some cultures and some communities, there are no other reference but physical. You can only see success as something physical. So when we come to a spiritual path, we translate the success into things we think are spiritual, but they are also physical. So Thai is living? Or are they coming? Or they're going to Spanish? Okay. Okay there? Translation? Tamil? So, yeah? Okay. So, what we do normally is to translate. So, okay, I don't look for a big position in a big company, but I want to run a center. You know? So, success for me means to run a center. It's physical too. And that's the first type of success. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying it is. It is there. What I realize is that success means to attain whatever is your objective, your aim or vision in life. Then you say, I am successful because I got that vision, I got that aim, I reached that objective, whatever it is. But the trick here, the let's say the catch, is that when we talk about success with those terms, in fact, we are talking about measurement for success. Ways to measure how much success did I have. For instance, if I go and I start to learn Thai, okay? So I go and enroll myself in a course of Thai, crash course. You internet course. How can I measure if I know Thai? So I probably have some tests, right? And if I go further, there will be one point that I have to start to talk with people from Thailand. So they will tell me if I'm okay or not. They will start to judge me and give me notes. But this is the measurement. This is not the success. Success will be when I fulfill my aim of learning Thai, and I will know through measurements, but my aim is not the measurement, it's not the thing itself. When we are coming to Madhuban is our objective to reach here, which is our measurement. When you reach India, so that's the first point. When you are in Ahmedabad, second point. When we are coming here to the road and you see one mark on the road, then you say, oh, I'm closer. That's a good point, okay? When you see Shantivan, I'm closer to Madhuban. When you start to come to the mountain, but still you are not in Madhuban. Madhuban is the success. But you are still measuring those things. The first trap when you use physical measurements is that they are physical. They are outside. They are not under your control. For instance, I had excellent Amrita Velas here. Very good. Some of the best in all my years. Then I got sick. As you see, I am still a little, my voice is a little hoarse and not so well yet. So I start to have not so good Amrita Velas sometimes, you know, because the body was pulling too much, you know. And so it was a little more difficult. So anything physical is out of our control. Perhaps you have 1 year of excellent Amrita Velas and 1 year of very bad Amrita Vela experiences. What is the success for me, really? Is it sitting there, or is the transformation the self? So I have to start to think a little deeper than that and not fall in the trap of physical things. They are out of my control. The second trap is that you start to compare yourselves and you start to compete. Because whenever the success is based on physical things, there is always someone who has something better than me. I got a very good iPad and someone has a better iPad. I've done 2 hours of Amrita Vela today. My neighbor in the room, my roommate, she did 3 hours. So I sat just in front of Baba, but someone else sat in front of me. He was closer to me than Baba. Well, it's not right. Competition is not good in that sense. I was remembering that Baba, he used to provoke a little bit competition, but in a very good and beautiful way. He used to call one zone or one country or one continent, and he used to say, how many airs do you have? How many mics do you have? Only that? You know? But he never said something like, look, they have more than you. They are better than you. He never said that. You know, it's the example of competition Baba uses a lot is the horse race. So in the race for horses, the horses, they have this thing. I don't know the name in English. They have this, no, thing blocking, like a binder. Yeah. It's blocking the horse to see whoever it is beside. So the horse is just racing. And that's the example of competition Baba sometimes uses for us. That we are like horses, we are racing, but we cannot look at each other. We don't know if the other one is racing more than me. Because I can be sitting like a very good yogi, but my mind is thinking about chapatis or pasta or something else. You don't know what's going on here inside. So I can never say physically if I am better or worse than someone else. Time will tell. And I'm here 30 years. I tell you, time tells. Time shows who are really good yogis, who are not. But that's time. And it's along many, many years. The third trap is that the opposite of success is failure. And I have felt that many times in my Brahmin life. I couldn't get my objective. I couldn't reach my aim. And I really felt very bad about that. Very bad. It was really like breaking my heart that I did the effort and I couldn't do that. And that's not fair. Because as I said, only time will tell what will happen. You know, yesterday I was with Daddy. It was a short meeting, but very beautiful, very beautiful. And Daddy, she was telling about herself. She was telling things very deep there. And she was telling how she had to go to a meeting, and she was not she was not well physically, and still she had to go to the meeting. And I was myself complaining about my own situation. So when Daddy started to talk about her own life, I realized very deeply in my mind that, you know, the opposite of success is not failure at all. It's not trying to have success. That's the opposite. Failure is part of success. You learn from that. Because I was not so well, I had the opportunity to meet Daddy yesterday. That was great. It was a great experience. And I went to meet her before in Shantivan. And they gave me the best tea of ginger and honey I have ever tasted. So it was very useful for me to not be well, so I could get that tea too. So, you see, when you are not having good things in your life, that's excellent also. That's an opportunity to be better. Because remember, it's just a measurement. It's nothing. Physical things are just, it's just like a ruler. How much does it cost a ruler? $1? Not even that. 30 cents of dollar. So what's more important? The ruler or the diamond you are measuring? What's more important? The diamond is much, much better. You need the ruler, of course, because you have to measure it. But that's secondary. But there are three good things about having a physical approach to success. First, the measurement. Because sometimes success is very esoteric, is very ethereal. You know, it's not something to earth. And we really don't value success too much. And I tell you, success is the most important thing. Why? Being successful in confluence age, that means being successful for the whole cycle. Being successful here, now. If you have one successful Amritivela, just one, that means 100 years you are getting there, more or less. And that's a lot. That's a lot. So measurement is important. If I'm starting to have many bad Amritivelas, I have to be careful. If I'm working hard, and I'm earning very little money, I have to change my job. I mean, measurement is good. It is not bad. But still, the ruler is not, never will be more important than the diamond. Second good thing is focus. When you have a physical thing, you have a focus. So I'm going to Madhuban, and I see the mountains. I see the things there. I say, I'm reaching there. So you're focused. That's good. But those of us, when you came first time, you know, you are just unfocused. You are like a little dog, you know, roaming around and you know, don't know what's going on, what's happening. So it's very difficult to be successful when you don't have focus. And the third thing, good thing is that by having physical measurements, you can save your time. You can have economy in terms of time, energy. I know these won't work. Okay? Let's say for me, 2 hours of Amritivela doesn't work. I get sleep. My mind gets confused. For me, 45 minutes of Amritivela, very precise, very deep. Another person will say, Amritivela for me, only in Baba's room. That works. So I start to create strategies. I start to know what works for me. What does not work? Is it okay? One question for you, and let's reflect on that question before going to the second type of success. And the question is, what is success for me, really? So let's remember Baba, let's remember God, and remember Baba's last Murli. Let's respond honestly to the self. What's really success for me? second type of success. You know, one thing about success is that some people, they confuse success with lack or fortune. So let's suppose someone is born in a very rich family. And this boy or this girl, they go to the best schools. They finally reach the best colleges. And they get very good jobs. Is that success? It's expected they get that. I mean, it's expected they are in an environment that provides the facilities for them to get that. What will be success for that person? For instance, I know a very good friend of Brahma Kumari's in Chile. I lived there for 2 years. So she was a very rich person. She came from a very rich background. And she reached the She was the president of a very important advertisement company, publicity company. And then she dropped everything and she dedicated her life to an NGO on ecology, environment. She became very successful in that. And that's really success. Because success means, okay, reaching your aim, reaching our objective, but through work, through effort. And doing something that fulfills your life. Success is never something superficial. If you go outside now, when you go to the dining hall, you'll see the example of success in the nature. You see the plants and birds and everything, and they all try their best to get the most they can from nature. They don't compete, they share. Okay? They try to be the best, yes. But they really make effort to get something, because that fulfillment is very important. So you see the plants, they try to break through the rocks, they try to break through other plants, they try to reach the sun. Somehow, it's always there. So the second type of success is not really success, but it gives a similar feeling on people. Because there are people whose past lives were very good, so they don't have to make much effort on anything. And when we come to Brahmin life, that sanskar is also present there. Baba, or I think Dadi Kumarka, she used the expression chalega, chalega. Some Baba used the expression also. There are some souls who just go. They are just moving. They are just moving around, moving on. They are not really progressing. They are not really growing. But they are not going backwards either. They are there. Baba sometimes uses another expression, which is the decoration of the house, you know. The decoration of the house is very beautiful. It's nice to have it there, but it's useless. I mean, if you don't have decoration, still you can live in a house. When double foreigners, our service start to show, when our service start to show in numbers, for instance, when our service start to show in programs, in things like that, which are physical, but as I said, physical does not mean bad, it's just a measurement. So when the numbers start, Baba start, he changed the language. If you like to research Murlis, go and research Avyakti Murlis. And you see that 83, 86, Baba used to talk about double foreigners as the decoration. Years later, he never used that expression anymore. He stopped. Because we stopped being the decoration of Baba's house. We start to bring many people. We start to show service and the power of service. So, That sanskar is, however, present. Many of us, we just flow, you know? We just flow. If the wind goes there, we go there. If the wind goes there, we go there. We really are not making much effort. We are just enjoying Brahmin life. And especially nowadays, in my time, or this brother time, I went with him, he doesn't remember, I went with him to Ahmedabad by train, to Bombay by train once. He was taking care of me. I was very new in Gyan. So he's older than me, in fact. And I didn't know anything. So in Ahmedabad, we had to change trains. It was so complicated. You don't even imagine. To reach Madhuban was almost a miracle. I used to come from Brazil, which was 12 hours by plane until Europe, then another 12 hours to India, then by train. It was very old trains, not good. You were with your wife, I think. So they took care of me at that point because I was lost. I was traveling by myself, and it was really crazy. Nowadays, life is so easy. Even the Tamil, no, I think some of you still come by train from Chennai, but most come by plane from Chennai. So everything changes. Now, Brahmin life is very enjoyable. We are all in Gyan Sarovar. Look at how comfortable we are here. You go to Pandabhavan, even now, the chairs, you know, you can't sit long time there, you know. It's very complicated. We used to stay in Pandabhavan. There was no shower inside the rooms. We had to go outside. And then outside, in the bathroom itself, there was no tap sometimes. You have to go outside. You have to fill your bucket outside. Come with the bucket inside of the shower and take the shower. Oh my God. So nowadays, Brahmin life is pretty easy. We complain when there is no spoon, you know. We complain with little things. So it's very easy to not make effort now. It's very easy to just flow with the family. There are shoppings everywhere. You can go to temples, you can go anywhere. It's very easy not making effort. And feeling successful, even though you're not making effort. And many people are liking that. They really feel like life is that. And Baba today was mentioning some things. Whatever is in drama, that's the expression they use in India. For us outside India, there are other expressions. And that's a trap. Why? Because it's the big trap of carelessness. We are forgetting that confluence age is the only moment we can create golden age and silver age, at least. And Sudesh was saying also about copper age too. She was adding something there. For instance, whatever we have now in this life, wealth, body, we all here, no one blind here, everyone with two legs, two arms, okay. Everything we have now is because of karmic accounts, not past accounts. So I was not that bad. I was not a bad guy. I used my body not that bad. So I can have a quite healthy body. Some sickness here and there, but that's okay. So we did something in our past life. This is why we received it now. For instance, all the poor people in the world, they did something in their past lives and they lost their money there. This is why they don't have money now. But now, if they work hard, they can create a good karma for their next life. And they can even be rich in their next life. Golden age, silver age, no possibility, no chance. It's not that you are born like a maid in the first birth of golden age, and you work very hard, you are very honest, and you get next life, you are more than that. No. All your karma is created now, and golden age, silver age, they are neutral. So there is no progression, no regression, but no progression, no possibility of going and be better. So we have to be very careful about carelessness, because we forget that it's only now that I can burn any sins. When destruction comes, no chance. We saw with our own eyes Dadi Kumarka. She was for 7 years sick, and especially the 2 or 3 late years, she was unaware of anything. She was not making effort anymore. Basically, her last 7 years was without effort. So we saw that in the end, you cannot say, oh, let me burn something else. I can't, because like Dadi Kumarka, she couldn't say anything. She was just taking whatever blessings we are sending, and everything she did a service there. Her purity was incredible. I met her, last time I met her, was very beautiful. She couldn't speak, she didn't recognize me, but she gave me an orange, and there was this purity. You couldn't believe the purity. It was unbelievable, really. But she was not making effort anymore. At least not big efforts. Perhaps internally very inside, but not big. So carelessness, we have to be careful. It's very important to make effort. We shouldn't just think, okay, Chalega, whatever is happening, no problem. No, if something happened, if I didn't do good Amritivela, let me talk with myself. Let me talk to someone. Let me solve it. Let me drink a very strong chai before it's something else. But I have to do an effort. The second problem is laziness, which is worse. Okay? Because carelessness, at least you are doing things, but not right, but you are doing things. But the lazy person, you don't want to do anything, you know. There is always an excuse. I don't go to Muliwai, it's too dark. Oh, now it's sunny, but it's raining. You know, it's going to rain very soon. But it's not raining, it's sunny. Now you can go, it's so cold. So there is always an excuse for that, you know. So we have to go and talk to ourselves and heal that laziness. And the third trap of this type of success, which is not success, but these people, they have the feeling that I reached everything. And they see those who are making effort as losers. They are just doing effort, and it's too much. That's too complicated. Don't do that. So we have to be careful. The third trap is that all is drama. Now we start to say everything is drama. And we start to depend on drama too much. And drama is again like a physical thing, it's not something under my control. Drama can change just like that. However, there are 3 good points about this type of success. Yeah, every type of success, they have a good approach. The first physical one is the measurement part, especially, that's very important. But this type of success is very important when things are going wrong in your life. Atam Prakash has this very good example. He says, when you are confused, you are feeling burdened, don't make effort. Just sit under the sun and take sunshine. What's the sun? Shiv Baba. So just think about Shiv Baba as the sun, and just don't make effort to go to Baba. Just experience Baba is giving you everything. Sometimes in our lives, we have to stop doing too much effort. Because effort becomes a stress. Baba was warning us, knowing Shivratri's Muli, which was impressive and very important, that tension is the opposite of attention. Why attention becomes tension? Why do I become stressed? Because things are not going right. Because I have many karmic accounts on my way. That's the moment I have just stop and flow. And feel the success of flowing. Because when you stop making effort and you just flow with the drama, but with Baba, and it's a conscious effort, you are doing that consciously, things start to solve themselves magically. I give a very small example. The other day, I was choosing souls to conduct meditation, and I chose one brother more, so there was one brother in spare, so one brother extra. And the souls, they get a little sensitive when you invite them to go and conduct meditation, then you have to say, sorry, you don't go. You stay there. And I was sick, I couldn't run around, so I said, okay, let me trust Baba. Everything will be okay. And at one point of the, yeah, it was in the Yoga Bhati, so at one point of the Yoga Bhati, one brother didn't show up. So I went to one of the three brothers, I told one of them, come and conduct now. He said, okay. So it was all fixed. Then the other two came, and everything was all right. So sometimes, when effort becomes like breaking a rock, stop and flow. Not too much, otherwise it becomes carelessness. But just flow a little bit. Just allow Baba's magic and drama happens around you. Second thing is, second thing is that this type of success makes you smile. You can smile much more. That's the type of success we all experience when we are in a good stage. Because when you are in good stage, you stop making effort. Because things start to happen naturally. And when you stop making effort, your smile is very genuine. Is very clear, it's very natural. You don't have to make anything. So it's a good thing to smile, don't you agree? So this type of success gives you the unique experience of smile and smile. And the third thing is when you get tired. That's related to the first part when the efforts are like breaking rocks. But sometimes tiredness doesn't come from effort. You can be tired of your life, of your wife, of your husband. You are tired of your job, of translation, anything. So, just relax and just flow. The best way to heal tiredness is not sleeping more. I remember many, many years ago, I was so tired, I really wanted to sleep. I couldn't. But then, we are a group of people, and somehow we start to talk among ourselves. And all of a sudden, all the tiredness left us. Because we are enjoying. When you enjoy something, you never get tired. Never. So stop to make effort, or stop to feel tired. Just enjoy a little more. Just relax much more. Now, the question. Let's do a question and let's think about it. Let me remember occasions when I felt I was successful. What was the feeling? Really, what was that experience? It doesn't matter if it was physical, whatever. Remember the moments where you felt successful. And just try to understand whatever was happening in yourself at that moment. Okay. Now the third and last type of success. That's the success by birthright. And to talk about that, I'll tell you something I saw once. I was sitting in Baba's room. And Sister Jenti, she was going through a tough period of her life. She was having very bad problem in health. She was unable to come up to the mountain. She was staying in Shantivan. In fact, we had to go down to meet her. And Dadi Kumar was still alive, and we also went there to meet her also. And Jenti Ben, she started to improve. So she started to come up for short periods of time and go down again. So I was there sitting in Baba's room. It was empty. In Pandav Bhavan, in Madhuban. And then Jenti Ben came. And she went and she sat on the floor in front of Baba. I was in the sofa. So I just saw her there sitting down and having yoga. At that moment, a group from India came. And you know how the groups from India are, no? They just come and invade there because they come in very big numbers. So I think Jenti Ben decided to get up because so she could give the space to other people. And the teacher, the coordinator of them, she was just at the door. When Jenti Ben, she got up and she went out, she exchanged a smile and a short tryste with that sister who was in charge of the group. But the sister didn't smile. She was like, what's that? And my feeling that moment was, perhaps I was wrong, I don't know, never knew, was that she didn't know Jenti Ben. She didn't know Jenti Ben was a senior sister. She didn't know Jenti Ben was someone with many years or whatever. But from her face, she could realize this is someone different. This is someone very special. And that's the effect of success by birthright. I don't need to tell anybody I do Amriti Vela from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. I don't need to tell anybody I'm vegetarian for 20 years, 30 years, I'm celibate. I don't need to tell anyone. I churned all the moods of the season. I've read everything. I don't need to tell anyone that because they will feel. They will realize from me that something is different about me. Like that sister, she realized from Jenti Ben that Jenti Ben was different. The vibration, the energy, something. The second thing I saw with Sister Mohini, she's a very powerful yogi. I know there is no one from the Americas here, but she's been breaking rocks in the Americas. She's really transforming everything there. And I saw her with two people from the same country, but different moments. These two people, they met Sister Mohini. And then they came to me, and they looked at me and said, what was that? And it was not the words Mohini Ben said. The what was that was the energy Mohini Ben was giving. It was so powerful, they didn't even know what was that. It was something that they didn't believe. They could have that feeling. And that's the effect of success by birthright. Because success by birthright is that feeling that I don't have to fight or struggle. I have to make effort, but the effort will be as natural as this bird has to make effort to fly. He has to make effort, yes, but it's not a big effort. It's natural. So, success by birthright is that powerful experience that nothing can go wrong. Although many things will go wrong. And Baba gives the guarantee there will be obstacles. Today he was talking about obstacles. In fact, sometimes in the Muli, children ask Baba, "Baba, please don't send Maya." And Baba says, "I'll send Maya much more now, just to fight with you, so it'll be even worse." And you know, wrong things will come. Sometimes your Amrit Vela will be awful. Sometimes you lose your job and you won't be able to get a job so early. Sometimes you have a fight with your best friend. Sometimes your children will irrespect you, lack of respect of you. Sometimes your health will be so bad. But everything will be alright. Everything will be okay. You know it. It won't happen overnight. Because if it happened overnight, what will be the fun? I mean, what will be the joy, you know? You need something. You know what's the biggest industry nowadays in terms of growth in the world? Entertainment. Tourism. Movies. My God, movies are breaking $1 billion every year. They are breaking. This year, another movie broke whatever record the movie before. It's incredible. People are like crazy. Soap opera, music, songs, whatever. No, they are going after all that. And why? Why? Because there is such an emptiness in the soul now. It's so bad there, so bad inside. They are looking for all of that. And we have our own movie. Our life is our own movie. We can write a soap opera according to whatever we lived. This trip to Bombay with this brother and his wife, I could write a movie on that. It was so bad. I still remember, you know. If they were not there, I would be lost totally. We have our own entertainment. When we fight, we have some clash, we have some problems here, there, health problems. This is all part of the game. Right? Otherwise, life would be so boring. So boring, you know. Nothing's happening, everything's good. Daddy Janki, she was telling me her life yesterday. I almost cried, I tell you, I almost cried. I almost told her, "Let's stop here, I go away, and you go and rest, please." You sleep there 1 hour. Because her agenda, I stayed 15 days with her in the UK. I tell you, you get tired just looking at her program. When you look at her program, you start to get tired. Her pace is something incredible, amazing, because that's the spices our life has, obstacles, problems, everything like that. They are not bad, they are good. They are giving us an experience. They are making us much better than before. And you know, in 30 years, it's amazing. There are obstacles I don't go through anymore. One day, they stop. They stop coming. Others come. Don't worry about that. And they are worse than the ones before, but you can manage better. No, you are stronger. So they are worse, but you are stronger. So it's okay. No problem. So it's very important to have that feeling of success as something natural. But it's not a miracle. If I have an aim, objective, and that comes from the depths of my heart, that came from a very deep conversation with Baba. I talked to him, and we agreed, and this should happen that will happen. That will happen. It won't be just like that, but it will happen. And many failures will happen, many problems will happen in between. Between here and that point where everything will be okay. There will be many instances of situations, many problems will happen. But things will be okay. We all know things will be okay. So we have to enjoy that. And that's the real success. Physically, perhaps things are not going well. But I understand in the global picture, they are going well. This failure I have here, this problem I have here, I learned something. It's okay. Next time, I'll apply the teaching. I've learned. Let's go on. I won't get trapped in the carelessness, but I won't make effort so much that I get stressed. Success by birthright is that type of success where everything is natural, but by effort. Birds, they fly. It's natural, but they have to make the effort. If they don't make effort, if you get some bird and you create the bird like a chicken that never flies, and you teach the bird you can't fly, probably the bird won't fly because they don't know they can fly. They don't know that's even possible. So it's extremely important to focus a lot more in this success by birthright. But then, of course, there are traps also in here. Especially in the concept, in the way I see things. And there are also things that if I do, I'll be very, very happy. But we have the traffic now, so let's do the traffic. And during the traffic, let's do an experience together. Let's, all of us, think of ourselves as the most successful people in the world. I am the most successful person in the world. I'm going to be an angel. I'm going to be in golden age. I'm going to be in copper age. I'll be with Brahma Baba there, beside him, when he's there ruling. So, let's have that powerful experience, whatever you desire to have, but let's experience success now. Not only success, I am the most successful person in the world. And let them experience Baba hugging me, Baba giving me recognition, Baba clapping. Just like a father, he claps. Even a small little thing the kid does, the father will clap, will recognize, will praise. So let me hear that praise. Let me experience that. So traffic? Yes. Of course, it's always important to tell you that I'm also learning, like you are. We are also learning. So everything I'm saying is just churning, so I'm sure that some of you have better churning than myself. And it's important. That's how we enrich ourselves. Some know a little more than others. Others know a little more, so we exchange everything. There are also some traps in this type of success. And the main trap is to think you don't need to make efforts anymore. And the reality is, even now that Jenk makes lots of effort, and she's our biggest model, she's the biggest example we have. I was reading some pieces of Dad's new book. Have you seen Dad's new book? I don't remember the name. It's with Hansa and Daddy in the cover. It's a new book from that. It's very beautiful, very beautiful. And there is one, it's kind of a chapter. It's a very short book. So in that chapter, the title is about the final moments when you are about to leave the body. And Dadi Jenkins, she was saying that the day Brahma Baba left the body, he wrote 40 letters. And she said, I also want to leave the body still serving, still doing something. So effort is something we have to do until the end of our days. There is no limit for that. It's not that one day Baba will say in the Muli, don't need to do Amriti Vela anymore. Take it easy. No, we still have to do effort. The only thing is the awareness, the consciousness of effort. The birds, they have to fly and they have to move their wings. They have to make effort to do that. There is a movie, it's not nice, but it was a movie a few years ago. I just saw some scenes of the movie. And it was about a girl who teach ducks to fly. Because ducks, they don't learn how to move their wings and fly if they are not taught to do that. And I felt we Brahmins, we are angels. That's our potential. We are souls, amazing, incredible souls. But we have to learn how to move our wings. We have to make effort. And second thing is, birthright doesn't mean you don't have responsibilities. Success is my birthright. This should happen. It's not possible that this doesn't happen. This person, he's an obstacle for my success. No, sorry. There are some responsibilities also along with success being my birthright. There are responsibilities in relation to my karmic accounts, in relation to my body, people around me, etc. And I have to balance things very well in relation to that. Yes, success is my birthright, but it's also fruit of taking over responsibility. Third trap is, again, tiredness. It's a different type of tiredness. It's the tiredness that I experienced at some point. Because Confluence Sage is quite a long journey. Okay. Some of us, we came to Gyan, we thought this would last like 5 years more, 10 years more. And we are still here. So sometimes there is tiredness in terms of, wow, oh no, again. One sister, she didn't come to Madhuban this time and she had some financial situation. But she told me, but you know, I don't feel like going to Madhuban much more anymore. And many people are in that position now. They are not really feeling like going to Madhuban that much anymore. That's one reality. And why? Because it's too long. And yeah, it can happen in 20 years more destruction. We don't know. So we have to be careful about this trap. Birthright, everything is easy, everything is light, but then comes tiredness because, well, it's long term. It is a long term. Just enjoy more. Just make things different. And the three best things about this, I was checking my own life, and I see that, yes, some points in my life, I had that experience of success as my birthright. And I tell you one thing, when you really have that experience, it works. That means things happen. Magic. Things that you thought it was impossible, they happen just like that. Easily. Why? Because your consciousness provokes that. If inside your awareness you know that success is my birthright. Success will happen. It will happen. It has to happen. That works. I tell you, that works. Second good thing about that is failure, problems, no problem. They are great. I mean, there is no problem. Look at Daddy Yankee. She doesn't have any academic level much, you know. She was not so clever like Mama, like Daddy Kumarka. And she's the president of our organization. She's the CEO of our big Brahma Kumaris. And why? Because she had many failures, many problems in her life. She used to tell about how one day her heart was shrinking so much that she just took her things and she was leaving Baba. Just like that. That was in here, in Mount Abu. They were here already. One day she just decided to leave. And she was already leaving with her little things. Then she decided to turn back and come back again. So many times we fail, there are doubts and problems. But you know what? When you feel success as your birthright, that won't matter at all. You know? When I was there with Dad yesterday, and probably many of you have that experience, all my doubts just went away. When Dad asked, what do you want to say? I really didn't know what. You have to think a little more. Because that creates that energy. And that's the third good thing. The real success that inspires is this success, which is from birthright. The first one, the physical one, it can inspire because people see, oh, I did a program, 2,000 people came. So they get inspired. That's true. You know? And the other one, because you are smiling all the time, also, you get inspired. But this one is a different kind of inspiration. You are close to Daddy Yankee, and you don't even feel it's possible something goes wrong. I mean, it's impossible that something goes wrong. Just by being close to Daddy, you can feel that energy. So when you experience yourself this success by birthright, that means I make effort but not with tension. I make effort, I know with faith in Baba that things will go okay, everything will be alright. So that when that happens in the self, naturally I inspire others with my presence only to get that. Okay? I would ask for some questions, but I don't know how to manage language here. So, I think we can have... You can ask questions, yeah. Those who speak English, yeah. I came into Gyan 83. So you calculate. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, his question, I'll translate for the translator, I will repeat for the translators. His question is, when I look back, what I see that made me successful to reach this point today? First of all, I had very good teachers that helped me a lot. Many of the problems I see in other people, I relate, I feel I could have those problems. I don't have because my teachers, they were very good. So they helped me a lot. Second thing, When I came to Gyan, I was very young. I didn't have many options in life. So Brahma Kumaris came, so it was easy for me. I accept all the knowledge, everything very easy. And that's the second point for my success is I accept the knowledge very well. I see some Brahmins, they are still struggling with understanding Baba's knowledge, either because of their own bhakti, own devotion, or the lack of bhakti, lack of devotion, or because they don't spend much time studying. But for me, it's something that has kept me a lot here, because I know, I have the knowledge. So it's very difficult to unknow something. And the third thing I feel for myself is a couple. I live with a couple. The couple's name is patience and perseverance. Baba used the expression determination. So patience and determination. It's a very nice couple. There are some things you have to wait. They will happen. You sow the seeds. You have to wait. You cannot push. You cannot expect. You have to wait. There are other things you can't wait. You have to generate yourself. In the last few years especially, I have seen those two things in my life a lot. I don't think I'm a master on that, but I think I got quite a good experience now on being patient when I have to be patient and perseverant when I have to have determination, and not the other way around. Because sometimes you are patient with things that you should work harder, you know. Oh, my Amriti Valley is not good. It doesn't matter. Nobody's Amriti Valley is good. No, come on. Work hard on that. Work better. Read something. I don't know, take a cold shower at 2 o'clock in the morning. Do something, but my Amriti Valley has to be first class. And there are other things I should work. The past, now I have made many mistakes of things that I should wait, and I was trying to push for that. So I learned to wait when I have to wait, and I learned to push if I have to push. Okay? Is it okay for you? So let's have one song, Suresh Bhai. One song meditation, and let's go. Thank you, and hope you have enjoyed. And you come for Yoga Bhati also this evening. Thanks. Thank you.
हाथ में उसके हाथ है।